This is KCUR 89.3. People around the world might know more about the author Ibtissam Barakat than the readers in her adopted state of Missouri. But Barakat's stories of growing up in the Palestinian territories keep taking on new relevance. KCUR contributor Janet Saidi recently spent time with Barakat in Colombia and filed this report.
I walk down the street and I translate everything so it would be in Arabic in my imagination.
Ibtissam Barakat is taking a walk downtown. Outside Shakespeare's Pizza Place in Colombia, she imagines Arabic signs along this all-American main street.
It's so much fun for me. It engages my Arab self and my American self.
Barakat has written two memoirs for young adults and readers of all ages and is working on a third. When Barakat isn't writing in Colombia, she's traveling to universities, conferences, and schools, teaching diverse groups of educators and students, including immigrant groups and refugee children from around the world. She tells them her story about growing up in Israeli-occupied Palestine, a place that is hard to return to, she says, even in the imagination.
What I do with my writing is I rebuild a destroyed world, not in concrete brick, but in concrete images and concrete words. When you begin reading the book, when you go to Palestine through my book, you're a different person. You're a person who visited Palestine.
Barakat was 3 years old when the Six-Day War broke out in 1967. She was living with her family in Ramallah when Israeli troops annexed Palestinian lands in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Palestinians fled their homes. Barakat's family joined the exodus, but the three-year-old Ibtissam was tying her shoes when she was separated from her family and spent a night alone in the chaos. It's a story she tells in her first memoir, Tasting the Sky.
And the bombing and seeing horrific things. It was crushing that I'd have to go to these memories and dwell on them in order to write them and slow down and find words for them. At a time, I lived them and I didn't have words. I was so young, I didn't have words. I had to invent words for a time that didn't have words. So the writing was excruciating.
But the books are also adventurous and at times fun. On a recent stormy afternoon at Columbia's Osher Center, Barakat arrives at a book group wearing boots, a colorful skirt, and large hoop earrings. She's carrying a large tray of manaish, a Palestinian flatbread.
A global taste to the talk.
She invites a group of about 10 older, well-traveled readers to sample food from her homeland. Everyone seems to be thinking about the headlines, refugee children separated from their parents at the southern U.S. border. It makes Barakat's book for young adult readers even more relevant, and she answers emotional questions from the group about her life as a young girl. They also discuss the adventurous Ibtissam from her second memoir, Balcony on the Moon. She's tough at the top of her class and challenging the patriarchy.
This book is, you know, obviously people are crying here.
Book group leader Nancy Farber Browning has spent a career teaching higher ed courses on privilege and prejudice. She says it's stories like this that flip the script and bring about change.
I mean, we're older, we've been through a lot, and we're still going to cry over a book that, you know, is supposedly like a young adult or middle grade book, and yet it can bring something to us. So I'm really happy that we were able to do this.
Barakat tells the group that being Palestinian is a full-time job. Recently, she challenged Colombia's Unbound Book Festival to include more diverse voices after revealing that in a 2017 festival panel, the moderator was asked to keep Barakat clear of references to Palestine. Barakat says the episode was painful because she's seen how wars and conflict can silence people. Her work is dedicated to using her voice and encouraging others to use theirs.
Here's the bird.
Walking on the University of Missouri campus, Barakat says she loves astronomy and she looks to the sky for a giant perspective, one that transcends roadblocks and borders. It's no accident that both of her memoirs, Tasting the Sky and Balcony on the Moon, invoke the heavens.
Connecting with the largest picture possible, either with through the imagination or with nature or looking at the sky or thinking about history and the past. These are all connectednesses that are huge, that transcend, that they tear down walls. That makes me tremendously happy.
Barakat is now writing her third memoir, one that covers the college years leading up to the time that she came to New York City to work as an intern at The Nation magazine. Balcony on the Moon is out in paperback, and Barakat's poetry in English and Arabic comes out in the National Geographic anthology, The Poetry of Us, in September.
Giant fireflies. That's what the stars are for.
Meanwhile, Ibtissam Barakat will be here in Missouri, riding and walking and looking up. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Janet Sayidi.